And our top story, before the 4 o'clock meeting today, PA Senate President Pro Tem Republican Kim Ward claims there is no mass transit crisis because of the over $2 billion in public transit trust fund, an opinion House Democratic Leader Matt Bradford objects to, citing letters from SEPTA and Pittsburgh's Regional Transit Authority. Senate Republicans consider yesterday's transit funding bill passed by the House, quote, dead on arrival. I'm Michelle Durham, Matt Coughlin at the editor's desk, along with Winston Harrison, Greg Glenn. So the clock is ticking towards SEPTA's Thursday funding deadline. The school district is trying to prepare students for the possible changes in their way to and from school. The story now from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
55,000 Philadelphia school students who rely on SEPTA may see changes in their routes for the first day of school, August 25th.
It's really important that we do everything we can to fulfill our obligation to make sure that they have transportation to schools.
But Superintendent Tony Watlington says the district doesn't have the capacity to simply run more yellow buses.
We have an infrastructure with public transportation, so it's inefficient to do two systems.
And he says the district is 32 bus drivers short as it is. If the SEPTA cuts go into effect, School Police Chief Craig Johnson says his officers will work with Philly PD to cover changes in school safety zones.
Utilizing our patrol division officers to be in those highly traveled corridors and hubs where students travel to and from school.
Watlington says parents may consider carpools or other workarounds if the SEPTA options don't work. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.